أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين يقولون ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما صدق الله العظيم. We discuss this quality of عباد الرحمن that they make dua to Allah Ta'ala, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to avert from them the punishment of the fire of Jahannam. Looking through the Quran, Allah ta'ala speaks about another group of people which Allah ta'ala describes as ulul albab, those people that make the dhikr and remember Allah ta'ala qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim, that standing, sitting and on the sides, lying down. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and then they ponder over the creation of Allah Ta'ala, and in that they submit, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ, Ya Allah, you didn't create all of this batil without any reason. You are glorified. And then immediately they say, فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, Allah save us from the fire of Jahannam. So these are the traits of not only the Ibadur Rahman, but this is the trait of the intelligent people, those who understand and realize the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now when we go further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the fire of Jahannam in different aspects with regards to the food, with regards to the drink. But one ayat of the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the condition of the disbelievers in the fire of Jahannam, فَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا قُطِّعَتْ لَهُمْ ثِيَابٌ مِّن نَارٍ, Allah ta'ala save us from this. We should never feel and think Allah is speaking about the disbelievers so we are safe. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, what guarantee do I have that I will leave this world in a state of iman? So that is the concern that even the Sahaba had with regards to how we would leave this world. So those who disbelieve, قُطِّعَتْ لَهُمْ ثِيَابُ مِّن نَارٍ, clothes will be cut out of fire in itself. One is to be thrown into the fire, and one is the clothes are also made of fire. When there is a fire and somebody is in and their clothes catch on fire, the first effort will be to extinguish their clothes. But here there is no way. The fire itself, the fire of Jahannam, the clothes also is made of fire. يُصَبُّ مِن فَوْقِهِمْ رُؤُوسِهِمُ الْحَمِيمِ مِن فَوْقِ رُؤُوسِهِمُ الْحَمِيمِ, that on top of the heads, boiling water will be poured. And then يُصْهَرُ بِهِ مَا فِي بُطُونِهِمْ وَالْجُلُودِ, that what is within their bellies and their skin will all get scarred, all get burnt. وَلَهُمْ مَقَامِعُ مِنْ حَدِيدٍ, and for them particularly will be rods that are made of metal. كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا أَن يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ غَمٍّ أُعِيدُوا فِيهَا, that each time they try to escape, they try to exit from it because of extreme grief, they will be returned into it. In other words, there is no escape. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us in the Quran in different ways, but just two hadiths of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is we hear frequently that the intensity of the fire of Jahannam is 70 times more than the fire of this world, and the depth of the fire of Jahannam, that if a stone had to be thrown from the top of the fire, it will take 70 years before that stone settles to the bottom. So that just gives us some idea of the depth of the fire of Jahannam. Then we find in the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam showing us other du'as that will save us from the fire of Jahannam. In one hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, إِذَا صَلَّيْتَ الصُّبْحَ, that when you perform the Fajr Salat, then before you speak to anyone, before you speak to anyone, say and make this dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allahumma ajirni minan nar 7 times. Allahumma ajirni minan nar. Allahumma ajirni minan nar. If we make that habit, if that person leaves the world on that particular day, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will safeguard that person from the fire of Jahannam. Then after Maghrib, the same. If a person performs the Maghrib before speaking to anyone, he says, Allahumma ajirni minan nar, in one narration, he adds, Allahumma inni as'alukal jannah, Allahumma ajirni minan nar, 7 times, then the same that if he leaves this world that night, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will protect and save that person from the fire of Jahannam. Then we find the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person that beseeches and asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannah 3 times. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-Jannah. Or he asks even in English, O Allah, I ask you for the gardens of Jannah 3 times. Then Allah ta'ala gives Jannah the power of speech. And Jannah then beseeches Allah Rabbul Izzat, O Allah, grant entry to this person into me. And if a person 3 times, he seeks Allah Ta'ala's protection from the fire of Jahannam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives Jahannam the power of speech, and hence that person then, the Jahannam asks Allah, O Allah, protect this person from me, and then such a person will be protected from the fire of Jahannam. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the dua, and it is known, the ulama have written time and time again, that when Allah Ta'ala Himself prescribes the dua, then the likelihood of it being accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very great. One is, a person leaves this world in a state of iman, and because of sins, that person goes into the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala save us all. That will not be because of disgrace, but that will be for purification purposes. Hafiz ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi quotes a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says that even in the fire of Jahannam, there will be one man, only one person. That person will be in the fire of Jahannam for 1,000 years. And for 1,000 years, the person will be beseeching Allah Ta'ala, Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan. For 1,000 years, Ya Hannan, O most compassionate, Ya Mannan, one who bestows favors. Allah Ta'ala will command Jibreel alayhi salam, Jibreel, you go and find this person. Jibreel alayhi salam will go and he will not find the person, rather he will see the cry of the people of Jahannam, and then he will come back and say to Allah that I cannot find the person. Then Allah Ta'ala will show him the location, that this is where the person is. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam will go, the command of Allah, bring him to me. He will be brought to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Standing in front of Allah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him, how did you find the fire of Jahannam? He will respond, Allah, a terrible place, an unbearable place. So Allah ta'ala will say to him, go back. Then he will say to Allah, O Allah, your kindness, your rahmah, your compassion is such that once you take a person out of the fire, you will never return the person into that fire again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the person, go, I have forgiven you, and you will not return to the fire. So one is a kafir, a person that lives in the state of kufr. For him is the fire of Jahannam forever and ever. A believer, the best and the greatest success is this, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants us all entry into Jannat, without having to go into the fire of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us Jannatul Firdaus without any reckoning. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always favor us with the tawfiq to carry out deeds in this world. And Allah ta'ala favor us in the hereafter with Jannatul Firdaus. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.